USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is advising against cruise ship travel regardless of vaccination status. The health agency also raising the cruise ship travel warning to the highest level. The news comes just hours after Royal Caribbean said fewer than 1% of guests have tested positive while cruising with them. The New York City Police Department is beefing up security in and around Times Square while also dealing with staffing issues as a significant number of officers are out sick with coronavirus. Commissioner Dermot Shea says he's happy to have people back in person for the ball drop, adding the NYPD is ready.
Last year, standing in the middle of Times Square, and it was empty. Not something I want to see happen again. We're used to big crowds. We're going to be ready. It won't be as big as normal. We just ask everyone, plan accordingly.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A vocal pro-democracy website in Hong Kong is now offline.
Hong Kong police announced Thursday they formally charged two people with conspiracy to publish seditious publications. A day after a raid on Stan News offices that had been denounced by Secretary of State Tony Blinken. Hong Kong police said in a statement after the raid that the officers had a warrant authorizing them to search and seize relevant journalistic materials. Journalism is not sedition, Blinken said in an emailed statement. One of those arrested, pro-democracy activist Denise Ho.
China is preventing our democracy at all costs. The one country, two systems is nearing its death.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Southwest Florida zoo is closed today after a man was bitten by a tiger. The Collier County Sheriff's Office saying a cleaning company contractor was seriously hurt Wednesday night at the Naples Zoo when he reached into the tiger's enclosure and was bitten. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A Democratic-led House subcommittee has spent over a year investigating the previous administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, recently issuing a report. Meanwhile, earlier this week, the United States logged more than 440,000 new coronavirus cases in a day. Republican Congressman from North Carolina, Greg Murphy, who is also vice chair of the GOP Doctors Caucus and a physician, tells Fox and Friends First his reaction to the report and weighs in with his thoughts on the current administration.
Good Lord, you know, we would not have a vaccine that had saved hundreds of millions of lives right now if the Trump administration had not put forth warp speed. So to do this is just, it's just typical for this administration. They create a crisis or they say they can fix a crisis and they can't, and then what they do is they just blame Trump.
According to the House subcommittee's report, the previous administration made deliberate efforts to undermine the nation's pandemic response for political reasons. The average American owes more than $1,200 after the holiday season. Annie Spillman with the Federation of the Independent Business says if you're staring down a big credit card bill, there's plenty of jobs available. A study from LendingTree found more than a third of consumers spent more than they could afford. 60% of that holiday spending went on credit cards. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.